Guys, remember we spoke to Malusi from Everyday Zulu?
Yeah, boy, Darren.
Well, we've got him back this morning to give us our Zulu word of the day. Good morning, Malusi.
Sawubona, Malusi.
Good morning.
It's our showcase. It's our affidavit.
What up, boss?
Sure.
All right, Malusi, what is the word for us?
So I have two words for you today. Mm-hmm. They're related. They might not seem to be, but and they are related to Zulu time travel.
What?
Okay, I'm joking. I'm joking. The words are isikhathi and umkhathi.
Oh.
Right. Isikhathi is time. Umkhathi is space. Right.
Oh.
But they sound very similar.
Really?
So you can see why I'm saying Zulu time travel, right? Space and time.
Mm.
Okay.
Yes.
This is amazing because I like love science.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. You've literally changed this white guy's life.
And the thing is, for all the other, you know, from age old, all the other Mlungus, they thought time and space was separate. They didn't realize that was the same thing. The space-time continuum is the same thing. But the Zulus have been knowing it.
100%. Yeah, the ancestors were on this long before.
Yeah, maybe
the ancestors knew this.
But Zulus had an Einstein before Einstein.
Thank you, hello.
And you have to remember that the word Zulu is sky above and heaven as well.
Zulu, yes, thank you.
Yes.
Now, so, Melusi, give us now isikhathi umkhathi for Darren Moya and probably Kerry Miller. How would you use those words in a sentence?
Okay.
Ah, okay. For instance, you arrive late, like I did, and the white person says, African time. And you say, no. There is no such thing. I got caught in traffic. That's why I couldn't keep iskat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, so I couldn't keep time.
Time.
Okay, so, so if I say to you, okay, so I say, guys, I'm sorry my comedy show went on so long. But I'm bad with iskat.
Yes, that is exactly it.
Ha! Halala! Did you just hear that? Lucy from Everyday Zulu just told me that is exactly it.
So you understand the word iskati, man?
Iskati, yes.
Okay.
So Melusi, iskati sogufunda.
Iskati, it's time iskati
to sogufunda,
I just did.
Yeah.
Yes. No, but use some English words so I understand.
Okay. Iskati sogufunda, it's time to funda. You know funda?
Yes. Yeah.
To learn or to read.
Oh.
To Lucy, learn or to read, yeah.
Did she get it right?
She got it right.
Sky,
spot
your turn.
On.
Oh, no,
we've got to even test the isiZulu.
How? Me? Do you want it in English or?
Wena? Yes. Yeah. No, English with the iskat.
Except, Darren. Uban iskat.
Oh, quarter past six.
Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you. Thank you. That's fine, Melusi, ne?
Yes, no, that's perfect.
And then
but sometimes you also say skatsini, right?
Yeah.
Not uban iskat, skatsini.
Skatsini, yeah.
Yes.
It is what time?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, so help me out here. Just tell me the difference between uban iskati and iskatsini.
Ubani was wrong because time is not a person. Sorry, Sky. I'm kind of kidding. Sky was like, "Who's the time?"
No, but you like Google translating right now.
I'm not Google
if
translating.
If you say no, but Melus, if I say uban iskati, it's still the same thing.
It's still the same. Yeah.
Kelly, we're learning to speak Zulu at home.
Okay.
We're not giving Zulu at
Shakespearean Zulu.
Yeah.
Yes. You have to remember it's everyday Zulu.
Yeah.
You know, so that we can just be able to communicate with each other. Mm.
Okay.
But you know what? You know what, Melusi? Before we get to umkat, I think what Kerry just did now, that is the problem, I think.
With white people.
People. Yeah, no. With white people. Because they try the whole like direct translation and they're like, no, but when I was in grade two, ubani means a person, banban, you know what I mean? But like, Zulu is not like that. You mustn't translate. This is a tip, white people. Don't translate your English to direct Zulu or direct Zulu to your English.
Mm.
You just have to get used to it and boom.
So Mulusi,
I don't know. Yes.
Yeah, so this is I've been cheating like this sometimes, like especially on Twitter when some people go into full vernac on Twitter, then I'll type my response into Google Translate in English and then to translate into Zulu. Then I'll cut and paste the Zulu into the reply. And half the time I actually get hawa.
Hawa.
Hawa. Mlungu follows Zulu. How does the white guy understand Zulu?
Yeah.
Mlungu kuluma isiZulu. And So the cut and paste kind of works from time to time.
Sometimes, but not all the time.
Let's look at what umkati. How can we use umkati in a sentence?
Umkati is a bit tricky because it's not space as in the space between you and I. It's space as in outer space, right?
Yeah.
So the form that you'd usually use it in is emkatini. Am I wrong, Sky?
100%, sir. Carry on.
Yeah, emkatini. So if you are in space, usemkatini.
Could that be like if someone's, you know, when someone's kind of just daydreaming? Is that when you'd be emkatini?
No. It's literally out in space.
Space. So like space, yeah.
When you have left the earth. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. But hence I was speaking of time travel. Do you know what I mean? Umkati and iskati. Yeah. So space, outer space is umkati.
I'm confused, Mulus. How can there be a Zulu word for out in space when we haven't had a space program? We've never been out there in space. How do we have a word for that?
You know nothing, John Snow.
Do you know how far those bones can travel?
We've been everywhere, man.
Yeah.
We've been doing it.
Okay. So, Melusi, in summary of iskati, no, umkati.
Yeah.
Just summarize those two words for us. So, iskati.
Yeah. As I said, iskati is time, and umkati is outer space. For me, those two words are really fascinating because, as Darren just asked, you know, how did this come about? You know, who was speaking of outer space back then? And it reflects, it shows how much we don't know about ourselves. You know, and that curiosity, we need to explore it and see why some things came to be and some words came to be, because they represent truths that we have lost.
That's fascinating stuff. Well, that's it for this week. Can we ask you to come back next week, Mulus?
Please do. I'll be here.
Okay. How does every Tuesday and Wednesday sound?
That sounds awesome.
Can you do that for us?
Yeah. I'll just quit my job and
come join us. Our respect. Thank you so much. I look forward to the next meeting.
Cool. Thank you for having me.